Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We go now to the Trocare College WBEN live line. And from the financial guys, even if Mike Lomas didn't invite me to Friday's party at his place, I'm sniffling in sheer and abject dejection and rejection. But Mike Spiraza is with us. I bet he'd invite me to a party from the financial guys. Mike, thanks very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
You got it. You're invited anytime, Tom. Don't worry about that. You're invited anytime.
But Mike did attempt to atone for his sin on Friday, making it very clear that I was invited to crash his party. But by that time, other things had developed, and I know that you and Mike get to hang out quite a bit at the Financial Guys and probably have a lot of fun doing so. So Mike Spiraza, the Financial Guys, is kind of like this mini empire, and your fiefdom within that empire, you handle which domains?
So I do all the insurances. When I say all the insurances, your autos, your homes, your boats, your jet skis, your RVs, your business insurance, your umbrella insurance, commercial auto insurance, all those types of things are what I handle here at the Financial Guys.
Now, what kind of a day was yesterday for you, given the amount of damage that Mother Nature brought down upon our sinful ways here in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, we got some calls today regarding some water damage. I was told, and I read online, that there was apparently another tornado in the city of Buffalo, I hear. So we did not get any calls on that, thank God. But, yeah, busy day. I will tell you, though, Tom, it's always busy with claims because no matter what, you know, even on nice days, there's issues, car accidents or, you know, somebody's furnace blows or something. So we're talking to clients all the time regarding claims, regarding policy service, regarding, you know, new prospects coming in looking to save some money. We're talking to people every day, all day.
So, Mike, for those people who may have suffered damage yesterday, who might have some specific questions about their situation, if we get calls, are you able to just spend a little time with us and answer those calls on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my dear friends listening to this program on News Radio 930 WBEN, if you do have questions about your homeowner's coverage and storm-related damage, these are questions that are outside of my pay grade. Homeowner's insurance is not my specialty, but it is Mike Spiraza's specialty, and he will answer your telephone calls to the best of his ability to do so at 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Again, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is your opportunity to ask the homeowner's insurance guy, Mike Spiraza, with the Financial Guys. When you first started listening to our coverage yesterday, and David Bellavia broke the story along with meteorologist Andy Parker, did you know you weren't going to get home at 5 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, again, we see these storms, you know, we see them with wintertime here. We see them with big rainfalls like yesterday. Again, we had the tornadoes a couple weeks ago and apparently again yesterday. You know, and my next thing I'm worried about, Tom, is this hurricane coming up the coast. I'm sure we'll get some excess rains from that as well. So we know when weather hits, we know we're probably going to get some calls, and we're here for our clients all the time. And our insurance companies, they have claims lines that are available 24/7. So we're always waiting for these incidents. And that's why we do what we do, Tom, to help people out in these terrible times.
You know, you raise a very good point because on the surface, one might think that the most common question would have to do with trees that have been knocked down that have damaged yep. The real property of the ground in which they're located. But you just brought up the issue of water damage. And I know that that can be tricky sometimes from an insurance perspective. Is there a general rule of thumb when it comes to being able to get coverage on water damage in a situation like yesterday?
Yeah, there's a couple different things, and not all water damage is covered. And you look at some of these coverages they have, like water backup coverage or sewer backup coverage. So if your sump pump fails or there's a sewage backup, you may have coverage on your policy depending on what you have. But when you talk about these flooding areas and the water damage, you know, when you're in a flood zone, generally your homeowner's insurance, your mortgage company will ask you to have a flood policy potentially if you're in one of those designated flood zones. Mm-hmm. But if you're not and there's flooding, you still may not be covered because flood is looked at differently than your sump pump failing and causing water damage in your basement or the sewage backing up into your house. Flood is a specific thing that most companies do not cover on a standard homeowner's policy, and you would actually need what's called a flood insurance policy that adds cost, of course, as a separate policy generally. So it really depends on what the situation is and what the scenario is, and not everything is built the same. I can't stress that enough to people out there. Not all policies are built the same, or not all coverages are built the same, so you got to make sure what you have in the event of severe water damage, whether it be by flooding or by a sump pump failure.
WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. News time is 3:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And on the Trocare College WBEN live line, Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys. And if you have questions about homeowners insurance and events such as those which unfolded yesterday before your very ears on News Radio 930 WBEN, we do invite your phone calls on this whole insurance issue at 803-0930. *930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tanner Saunders behind the glass is going to take over and patch our calls together from Mike in Hamburg. It is Mike's turn. Say hello to Mike Spiraza with the Financial Guys, Mike.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be sort of fast. I know you're busy. Mike, I had in the windstorm, and I believe it was December this past year, if not January, neighbor's three limbs came through my roof into the garage, through the garage roof, and destroyed my garage door. Had the insurance people come down. They gave me an estimate. The garage door was fixed. I had four estimates of private roofers. Everyone is around the same, give or take a couple $100, but they're all about $5,000 above what the insurance company adjusted it for. I have still yet to get the roof fixed. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. I believe the last time I was on with Tom here, I got this question about neighbors' trees, and that's always a sticking point because there's not much you can do if the neighbor won't remove it in terms of trying to go after his insurance potentially. In terms of your question, though, about different estimates and whatnot, you know, obviously without knowing the situation, I give you my best advice, which would be, you know, when I work with clients with the same issue, I will, as the agent or broker, go to the insurance company to see what I can do. Sometimes there's depreciation involved. Other times they're just, you know, their independent adjusters that these insurance companies use will give you a figure, and that's what they're stuck on, and that's what they'll give. If you had four there, did you work with the person you're working with now to work on that, or are you working with like a national firm where you don't have an agent?
No, I don't. I'm working with my own insurance company and a roofer. And the roofer is now doing all the legwork because they're asking for, well, what does he want that's more, you know, all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
What they're offering. And they're about $5,000 under what the roofers are offering. What they're saying it would cost.
Yeah. And that's always a tough sticking point again, without seeing. And if you wanted to call our office, I can talk to you and see if I can get involved and help you with that. At the end of the day, if they're stuck on a number, there's got to be something that, you know, you say, well, this is what it is. Let's just make an example. They say they're only going to replace part of it, and the roofer wants to replace the full thing. That's where the roofer and the company will have to go back and forth. And generally, I will get involved for my clients on something like that if I believe that the client deserves more. That's what, you know, working with someone like us can help you with. But that is a tough scenario, again, without knowing it. That does happen from time to time, and sometimes you got to either pull some strings or they say, this is our number. Let's say it's 10,000 hours. We're giving you 10,000. That's all we can do. Sometimes what happens is I've seen this where they want to replace, the insurance company wants to replace part of the roof. The client then can't match the shingles to that roof, so they want to replace more of it, and it goes back and forth. Again, these are just examples I've seen, of course. Yeah.
Can I throw one quick thing at you? It might help some other calls.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the insurance adjuster for my insurance company, when she came out, she told me, she said, being that it's their tree, you need to send them a certified letter stating your concerns of damage to the house, property, yourself, your children, whatever. Then you have proof. If they won't take that tree down, if it happens again, which it will because it's a dead tree, then they can go after them.
So when I was on, Mike, when I was on with Tom last time, this was a few weeks ago when the tornado happened, I used that example, that exact example, the certified letter. I also mentioned going to the town or the county or the city, wherever you are, and letting them know and see if there's anything they can do. You know, sadly, as much as we worry about something happening to the home, the bigger issue is if something happens to you, your spouse, your child that's living at that house, and God forbid that thing comes down in a bedroom or on a child outside. So that is a good piece of advice. I tell my clients all the time, try a certified letter. First, I tell them, go to the neighbor, see what they'll do, if they'll do anything, have the tree removed. If they don't, then I do the certified letter. Then I would follow up with the town or the county or the city, whatever it may be, and do the same thing. Because the more data and the more proof you have that you try to address the situation, the more you can try and do later if something were to happen, God forbid.
Okay, appreciate it. I'll give you a call because I've hit on all those button points you already did, and I'm at a dead end.
Well, actually,
let us know.
Actually, Mike and our caller there, and I'm sorry, my vision is not what it used to be, some of the small print here, but actually, excellent questions and good reminder points for anybody listening to the show. So thank you very much. Very grateful to hear from you, and I'm sure you'll be in touch with Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys, Mike in Hamburg. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, Mark Spiraza with the Financial Guys, where you handle the insurance aspect of the business, the certified letter in advance of a catastrophic situation or a damaging situation may prevent the situation from getting out of hand in the event of bad weather. But have you had situations pop up where people have taken to litigation if their own individual homeowner's policy is not going to be satisfactory to replace the garage door and parts of the roof and whatever other damage may have been done? Have you heard of people litigating this to make themselves whole?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get into too much into the litigation side. Obviously, I'm not an attorney, but I will say if people, I tell people all the time, if you have to do something, you know, one thing, the first thing I would do, Tom, potentially, is get an independent adjuster, your own adjuster, to come out and look at the house and look at the damage. The litigation, I would say, you know, if you feel like you're not getting at all what you should be or believe what you should get from the insurance company, you can always go that route if you feel that way. The bigger issue with some of these trees, though, again, is almost the neighbor's issue. If they're not doing their due diligence and they're, you know, having a hazard on their property that they shouldn't have, that's where I see more of the litigation. You know, hey, look, this is dangerous. This, you know, we talked about this. We did this certified letter. We talked to the town. We did all these things. And God forbid that tree falls on a child, that tree falls on a home and completely damages the home. You know, I don't know what the legalities of it are in terms of what they can get or can't get going to an attorney. But if you feel like you need to and you're okay to start that process and spend that money, it could be worth it. It could be worth it because, again, especially when you're talking liability, Tom, when you're talking somebody's injured, you know, if your child's injured and permanently injured for, you know, the rest of their life, that's a big deal. And that's what the bigger thing, like I said, I'm not putting down the home and that's not a big deal. Of course it is. But it's the safety of you and everybody in your home that's the biggest thing. And that's why I tell people all the time, you got to try and figure out. And I tell my clients that if you have a dead tree and our company goes and does the first inspection of the exterior of the home, they may tell you have to remove that tree because they know it's a hazard long term, not only for the home, but for people inside of it.
Well, Mike, my lady friend has often said that there's a lot of dead wood around my home, and I wasn't quite sure to what she was referring, and now I think I have a much better grasp of the situation. So thank you for putting that into my mind. Mike Spiraza is with us from the Financial Guys, and they do insurance. In fact, members of my own family have contacted Mike and his crew at the Financial Guys for some assistance with insurance products. Let's go to Bill Rott, otherwise known as William C. Rott Jr. Not only is he an expert roofer, but he is also a magnificent general aviation pilot who prefers low-wing to high-wing aircraft. Bill, first of all, it's great to hear from you, and what do you have for us?
Okay, to the point, God forbid that somebody has somebody on their property or on their roof that's not covered with public liability first, and secondly, and more importantly, workman's compensation insurance, our largest expense in our company.
Yeah,
workman's compensation.
Yeah, I always tell my clients this. If somebody's working on your home, and I don't care if it's to fix a gutter, if it's to fix a roof, if it's to do landscaping, make sure those people are insured, because there are certain things a homeowner's policy will cover for liability due to people working at the home. But you got to make sure, number one, the people that are working on your home have their own insurance, whether that be workers' comp, disability, general liability, whatever that may be. Always make sure they are insured if they're doing work on your property, because that's not only if they're injured, but if they make a mistake and that person doesn't have insurance, you can get nothing as the homeowner.
But Mike, to you and to Bill Rott, you're not going to get upset, Bill, if somebody says, I'd like to see your certificates of insurance prior to your beginning work on the property.
Well, if you remember, and it's okay if you don't, when we came the first time and every time since then, we have certificates of the public liability, and we have $2 million. But I see, again, more importantly, is the workman's compensation that would cover the worker on the job, because that's basically limitless, workman's comp.
Very interesting. And, I mean, quite frankly, Bill, your son Dan spends $2 million every weekend just on gasoline to go down to the clubs on the lake. I have that on very good authority. You should just fly him down to make things a lot easier. Anything else from you, my dear friend William C. Rott Jr.?
Well, I would like you to welcome you to come out to Clarence Airport on a Saturday or Sunday. You might get a free ride out there from one of my fellow aviators.
Ooh, do I get to fly it? And are we talking yoke or a stick?
Yoke.
Okay, good.
Well, there's several tail draggers with sticks. Yep, they still are.
Well, I might also bring a friend of mine who's a commercial airline pilot who does the MAX series, just as a backup. Bill, I appreciate the invite. And I'm still waiting for Dan to invite me out on his luxurious yacht, where he, again, in the middle of boating, he'll wear a black polyester suit. It's really kind of baffling to me. Bill, I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
That's William C. Rott Jr., Bill Rott, on what is his company, obviously one of our sponsors here for many years at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'd like to address that workers' compensation issue when we come back, Mike, if you have the time to talk to some more folks and get some information out there, because insurance is so incredibly important, and you don't realize it oftentimes until A, you need it, or B, a health thing comes up in your life and you find yourself not even eligible for life insurance. I got about a 10-page rejection letter on all of the things wrong with my body, why they wouldn't insure me. So I always tell people, get it while you're young. So, Mike, can you hold on with us?
Absolutely.
Mike Spiraza is with us, and he is the financial arm, the arm of power and great strength at the Financial Guys, and he's with us on the Trocare College WBEN Lifeline. And my dear friends, if you have any questions about damage sustained at your property in light of yesterday's tornadoes, we invite your telephone call at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. It might be a question about something that happened yesterday, or you might want to bring up a point that you had to learn the hard way over the years about insurance, particularly homeowners insurance, and please don't mention any companies. We made an exception for Bill Rott because, frankly, he deserves exceptions being made for him. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saunders going to Sergeant Pepper for this one, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show, and many of us don't know an awful lot about homeowners insurance, and Mike Spiraza is an exception to that rule because homeowners insurance is what he does. And if you have questions about homeowners insurance relative to what happened yesterday or general questions, absolutely call us because Mike Spiraza of the Financial Guys is with us at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN on the Trocare College WBEN live line. And, Mike, I want to get back to the question, the point that Bill Rott brought up. But first, I want to bring aboard another phone caller with another question. This is Joe in Buffalo on WBEN. Tanner, let's say hello to Joe with Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys. Hello, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a neighbor that's well in her 80s, and the tree in the neighbor's yard grew branches over her garage. Some wind, it ripped off the tiles on her garage. Called the insurance. The insurance said they went on Google Earth and saw that these branches were overgrown 2 years ago, and it was her responsibility to remove them before they caused damage. So they denied the claim.
But it, as I understand your question, sir, it wasn't her property, correct?
That's correct. The branches were in her, the tree was in her neighbor's yard.
Okay. I'm sure this question comes up all the time, Mike. You've got a neighbor whose branches are hanging over your property. Their branches come down. You sustain damage. How common is it, and what advice might you have?
Yeah, I mean, we see this all the time. We, you know, we hear about these stories all the time. And it's really going to be dependent on the insurance company and the claims adjusters. I will say this. I mean, it also depending on inspections, too. I think, you know, you got to get the full story sometimes. We have clients that when our insurance inspection companies go out there, it depends. They may tell you you got to have these branches removed. They may tell you you got to do this or that before the insurance is, you know, kept in force. And that's something to look at. I can't speak for that specific situation. Again, that's talking to your neighbor, working with them, working with the town, and you got to do what you got to do to make sure you put yourself in the best possible position. It's really hard to comment on claims specifically without knowing and without being in the situation myself. But, again, I would go to your agent or broker, her agent or broker, see what they can do. Insurance companies can deny claims, though. We see it all the time. We deal with it all the time, and that's where I get involved to help out with that. It's very dependent on the situation.
Yes. Well, yeah, we talked to the neighbor, and he says, oh, those branches are on your side of the fence. You cut them.
So. Yeah, I mean, I would get that in writing then from them, and that way call a tree guy out there and have the tree guy come cut it. You know, we have people that we work with in our office that do some of that tree repair work and tree cutting and stump removal and whatnot. So it's definitely something, if they're allowing you that, get that in writing and cut those things down or cut those branches down. You can do that. Again, I would say get it in writing, though, so that way if something were to happen, it's not on you. It's on the neighbor.
Right.
Everything you do and everything I tell clients all the time, get stuff in writing, because if you don't have it in writing, nothing is good, right?
Precisely.
If they get that in writing, maybe get it stamped and get it approved and make sure you have it and you keep it in your file.
Notarized the whole nine yards, yep. I guess. Joe, it was a great question. Have you another one for us?
Well, just is it possible to go after his insurance for not maintaining his property?
I tell clients all the time, you can try that. The neighbor has to give you their insurance information to do that, though. So it's not something where you can go online and get that or call somewhere and get that. You'll have to get their blessing to call the insurance company on their behalf, and they would have to give you the policy number and the company. But it's worth a try. Yeah, it's worth a try. Most insurance companies will not remove trees for you, though. That's not a covered thing. That's, you know, property maintenance. So they're going to have to do that on their own. But if the claim happens or there's a major issue, you could try that, but they have to be willing to work with you, and most people aren't.
Right.
Are we cool, Joe?
I just feel bad because she's 85 years old, and they're just throwing her to the wind. Okay, thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Joe. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on the Trocare College WBEN live line with Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys talking about the homeowners insurance angle to the tumultuous weather which raced through western New York yesterday, including a tornado in the city of Buffalo, of all places. And our phone number is 803-0930. We don't have Mike all afternoon, so if you have a question, may I implore you to get your question in as soon as possible so that you are not walking away disgruntled and angry that you weren't able to get through. This would be the time to call 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And getting back to a point Bill Rott brought up, and I know you're very big on, and I love the way you say, get it in writing, get it in writing, because my dad used to preach that all the time relative to any business or financial situation. Get it in writing, and those words have come in very handy over the years, I will tell you that. The insurances that we want to make sure a company has before they begin a project on our home, whether it is a long-planned project or whether it is an emergency. Do you want to run through a little list, Mike?
Yeah, real quick, too, I want to go back to one thing before I jump into that from Bill Rott there, too. Business owners out there in the business insurance world, you got to make sure, I hear this all the time, like, you know, I cut lawns for a living and, you know, I just don't want to pay the insurance, or I do handyman services and I don't want to pay the insurance. And it's a big thing to make sure, number one, if you have employees, that they're covered for two reasons. One, the state of New York mandates that if you have payroll. But two, if God forbid somebody's injured, Tom, you got to make sure you have insurance. And then on the business side, if you do work for somebody and God forbid something happens, property damage or injury, that you have business insurance, because, and you reminded me of this before when you were talking to Bill, but your whole business could go away overnight if you're not covered properly. And that's most people's biggest asset, is their business, right? And if you own a business and you don't have insurance and you're doing work without insurance, and I don't care if it's like us, we sell insurance policies and we barely have people in the office. We do most of ours by phone. We have a business owner's policy. God forbid somebody comes in this office and falls, or God forbid we have E&O insurance if we screw up, that we have coverage for us. Because if you don't have that stuff, Tom, you're out of business overnight, and your whole asset that you built of years and years of business is gone. So I wanted to bring that up because I didn't want to forget to say that in terms of business insurance. But in terms of getting things in writing and making sure you have what you need, it's everything. And it goes down even, Tom, to you get in a car accident. I tell my clients every time, the minute, even if you're not at fault, the police are called, and then you have a police report, because that's a document in writing. Whether you have an issue with a neighbor, you get things in writing, because without it, it's it's your word against theirs, and we all know how that goes. It can never be potentially proven, and you're I'll put it nicely, crap out of luck if you don't do it the right way. You don't have things in writing. So that is extremely important, and it could be little things too, like you insure your house, and you have all these different things in the house, whether it be jewelry or whether it be china or whatever it may be. Get documents like appraisals for some of those things. Take a video of your home, what you have inside the home in terms of TVs, furniture, clothing, pots and pans, appliances, all that stuff. Everything that you can have that you can prove to insurance in the event of a claim is extremely important. And it doesn't take that long. You don't have to do it every week, but every year or two or four or whatever it is year, update that stuff so that way in the event of a claim or the event of a disaster, you have something in writing or something on film or whatever it may be.
And understanding, of course, that you are not an attorney, you're not licensed to practice law in New York State, and we certainly don't want to get you into any hot water, but our friend Nick Orticelli, who does get invites to Mike Lomas's parties, and I don't, but Nick has reminded me, and I think he's right on this, that in most communities in Western New York, if you have a neighbor's tree encroaching upon your property, you are able to chop down those encroaching branches. But I also recall some stories where people have gotten into trouble for doing that. Do you have any understanding you're not a lawyer, but do you have any words of advice for people if they don't want to listen to the certified letter that you put into writing?
Yeah, again, I would go to your town or your local, whatever it is, again, city, whatever, and try that first. If the certified letter doesn't work, try and work with your neighbor, too. I don't personally recommend just cutting things down or trimming things, because then all of a sudden it goes into a back and forth between you and the neighbor, not only legally, but also, you know, trying to keep the peace with your neighbor. So you want to make sure you do that if you can. But legally, again, and I know towns are different. I know certain towns allow certain things that other towns don't, or certain, you know, cities allow things that others don't. So I don't have an answer for you in what's allowed and what's not, but I would do. And a lot of people, look, if you go to your neighbor, and I know everybody has a neighbor that maybe isn't the nicest, but if you go to your neighbor and say, look, this tree branch is 6 feet from my home, and a storm could cause issues, broken windows, something with my roof, whatever, they'll work with you. And I'll use my own personal example, Tom. I had a neighbor on Grand Island that they didn't live in the house more than 3 months a year. They were in, I think, Florida, and they had another home in, like, Lockport or something. But we said, look, we're having a baby. You know, that tree is dead, and it's right near where the baby's room is, and we just, God forbid, we're excited to have a child. We don't want to have something happen in a storm because, as you know, dead trees fall down easier. And we worked with the neighbor. It took a couple months. We worked back and forth, and the neighbor said, hey, my wife likes that tree. And I said, okay, I understand that, but it's dead, and it's not growing back. So is there anything we can do? I even offered the guy, hey, look, I'll pay for half the tree removal.
Sure.
Do certain things. Try to get creative. If you need to, but I don't necessarily recommend just going and cutting down part of the tree or the branches unless, you know, it's something that you agree on with that neighbor, or the town says, go right ahead again, get that in writing from the town,
right?
Get that in writing from the neighbor, whatever it may be. But I don't recommend just going and trimming things, because God forbid you do that, and then that tree has an issue or falls down or something, that it can go back to you, and then you're on the hook for the liability. So just be careful willy-nilly doing things on your own without having the right documentation or the right, you know, feedback from the neighbors, the town, whoever it may be.
And Mike, you're only wrong on one thing when you talk about the neighbors. I happen to live amongst people who are the very best and nicest neighbors in the world. I could not ask for a better situation. My backyard neighbor actually allowed that black walnut tree, which was encroaching upon my garage and yard, to be taken down. Now, I took care of it from a business arrangement point of view, but he was nice enough to let us do it, and it worked out great. And everybody around me, really, Mike, could not ask for better neighbors.
And Tom, I'll say that, and that's a good thing. Not everybody has that. I was fortunate with that, too, but not everybody does have that, so that's one thing. But the other thing, too, is if it's a large concern to you and whoever that person out there listening may be, and you want to get it removed, there might be a cost problem with the neighbor that they don't have $1,000 to have the tree and the stump removed or whatever it may be. That's where I said sometimes, you know, approaching them with, hey, I'll pay for half of it, or hey, this is really important to me. It's right by my young daughter's room. Is there any way I can take it down? I'll cover the cost. Not that people want to pay out of pocket for somebody else's property, but these are ways to kind of massage it a little bit to make people maybe more motivated to do those certain things.
Just
or, hey, I'll have my guy come out and trim it or whatever it may be. Just think about that stuff, because sometimes it is a cost thing. Not everybody has, you know, disposable income to throw around $1,500 to remove a tree and a stump or whatnot. So think about that and work with people if you can.
Mike Spiraza with the Financial Guys, the insurance wing of the business. And you can hear the Financial Guys every Saturday afternoon here at News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is Ann in Lancaster. Ann, you're on WBEN with Mike Spiraza.
Yes, I have a question. Now, I have a neighbor. It's in the backyard. I live in an acre and a half, and they have at least 7 walnut trees, okay? Now, I've already established to cut some of the branches down, and it costs me some money. However, I did say, hey, are these yours? And I tried to approach them nicely, and they are theirs. Now, what could I do?
Yeah,
she's 4 years old, we're out there having a hot dog, whatever, and they're walnuts. Now, there's 7 of them.
Yep.
No.
Okay, so I think we understand the question. Thank you, Ann. Mike, again, these are very common situations, apparently, from your years of experience and understanding you're not an attorney. Words of advice again?
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. If people don't want to remove certain things, you're kind of stuck, especially if the trees aren't dead and they're not a nuisance to your property. There's not really much you're going to be able to do. Again, you could try, see if they'll cut them down, try to send a letter, try to go to the town. But people, if they have certain things on their property that they want, there's not really much you're going to be able to do. You know, again, if they're dead trees or if they're causing massive damages to certain places of your property or your home, you could try those different things. But especially live trees, if somebody wants those 7 walnut trees in their backyard, there's really not much you're going to be able to do. And that goes for a lot of things. If somebody had a broken down trampoline on their property or something, or a pool that you thought was a little bit hazardous, if, you know, your granddaughter or your child goes and runs in or something, there's not much you can do on other people's property unless there's, you know, one significant harm that could be caused to somebody, or, you know, they're willing to work with you. And again, the best advice I have is something like a certified letter or going to the town or county about those type of things. That's about all I can tell you on those.
We're not going to have time to get to another caller, but one of our callers said, when people get a certificate of insurance before engaging a company to do work around the house, make sure the policy is active. Check the expiration dates. Great point.
Yes. Those certificates have to be updated every year, which means you have to renew the insurance every year, the contractor would. But that's a great point. Make sure it's active. Make sure that the coverage meets, you know, requirements. And that's stuff that we can help you with, again, if you call our office here at the Financial Guys. But you want to make sure they have, $1 million of liability, not $100,000, right? Because these things in today's world, liability reasons and property damage reasons, I know it sounds crazy, but $100,000 doesn't go very far anymore. Even $500,000 doesn't go as far as it once did. Tom, you talk on this show all the time about this economy we're living in and the country we're living in. Things are more expensive than they once were. Things are not as easy as they once were. Again, that's what we're seeing with business owners and people with their auto and home. Insurance is way more expensive than it once was, so people are cutting corners, especially in businesses, and you got to be careful of that. And I advise everybody out there, take another look at your policies. Make sure that you're working with someone like us who has multiple companies. We work with 25 different ones to save you money, to shop around, and make sure you're covered right. Because as I told you last time, Tom, money is great. Saving money is great. But coverage is the most important thing, especially when we live in a world where people are driving without licenses. People are driving that shouldn't be. Lawsuits are worse than they've ever been. Make sure you're covered properly and you're paying the right price.
Indeed. And I apologize for taking so much time. I know that you were very, very busy putting together your new Kamala Harris for President signs for your lawn. So I'm sorry to have interrupted you and sorry to have taken you away from that. I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Kamala and Tim Walz, baby. Kamala and Tim Walz. Yeah. That's right. Those are our people.
we shall listen for commentary on that Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3.
Yes, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wagle, and I live Saturday, 1 to 3. I'm actually going on my next appearances on to a Trump show. I'm going on there in a few minutes here, so I'm looking forward to that. And we'll see what 91 days brings us, Tom. We're 91 days away from Election Day, so hopefully America wakes up and we get the right person back in office, because we can't do four more years of this.
Well, I am grateful for your time very much. I appreciate it, Mike Spiraza. And, tell Mike Lomas no hard feelings. He did invite me as an afterthought, and it's better to be an afterthought than a no thought. But we like to give Mike a hard time. So thank you, Mike Spiraza from the Financial Guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. I'll tell him to kiss some butt next time he sees you. All right?
Not necessary at all. Thank you, Mike Spiraza. And Mike Lomas has a great sense of humor. And I sent him a text message on Friday, which I did refer to him by a name which isn't even his, Richard. I might have informalized it a little bit, but I think you get the idea.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.